Half the Label presents Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, written and produced by Jay Magilton and Patrick Adair. Volume 5.
And if you're just tuning in now, we're live following famed starlet turned defamed charlatan, Claudia Sanderson.
Oi, Claudia! Claudia!
It emerged early in the press this week that she spent the night at hip-hop legend Charlie Scotty's penthouse, and I'm here trying to get an exclusive on the matter. Claudia, are the front pages true? You looked drunk when coming out of the club at 3 a.m. last night. What do you have to say about that?
Claudia, come here now. Claudia, give us a small.
You looked like you weren't wearing any underwear last night. Was the plan to go back to the penthouse all along?
Claudia, over here, sweetheart. Claudia.
Look, for the last time, please stop hounding me. I have nothing to be ashamed of and nothing to say. Please, leave me alone.
Just keep it tight-lipped, but we've got her on the ropes. I'm Miles Donahue, roving reporter, and I'll be back with any update.
You have one new message.
Frank, I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, I just got out here for a cigarette. Oh my God, the club's way too loud. And I think I've kind of realized why you're a little hesitant calling us back. And I think I've cracked it. It's Paddy, isn't it? He's holding me back. He's the reason why we're not able to get anywhere with you at the moment. And it's only after talking to you that you've actually convinced me that I was right all along.
You know what, I feel so much better now. I'm starting to get worried. I'm starting to question that, you know, maybe our work wasn't good enough or, you know, we were starting to get on your nerves. But, you know, now that we've had this chat, I've realized it was fucking Paddy all along. So, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you
Jay! Jay! Is that Frank?
No, it's, Hank.
Hank!
Sorry, Frank. Gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
If you're a friend of Jay's, you're a friend of...
Please be seated. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming out on this glorious Sunday. And I'd like to thank all of you who showed up last week for our church fete, where we raised over £240 for the new church spire. Now, before I start, I would like to say a few words about Margaret, our loyal and faithful church organist of over 50 years. For those who don't know, Margaret was struck down last week in a terrible car accident. As she is in hospital, I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say our thoughts and our prayers are with Margaret. In such times of adversity, I found that the greatest strength is through community and faith. So we must all look to each other in such trying times. I'm sure that many of us would be eager to assist the police in their investigation. However, as the spiritual leader of this village, I feel compelled to remind you that it was John who once said, "Thou shalt not tout on thy brethren," and I think it was Jesus himself who once said that grassing on thy neighbour is the only sin that God would not forgive. And now, let us pray for Margaret. Dear Lord, please watch over your faithful servant Margaret with watchful and attentive eyes. Oh Lord, there are still so many questions we have of that night. What was she doing out so late? And why wasn't she wearing the high-vis jacket that is required by law when you're riding out on a bicycle that late at night?
Actually, I think she was wearing the high-vis jacket.
Oh Lord, these are questions that only you know the answers to. And oh Lord, please aid the police in their investigations into the driver of that 2001 Ford Fiesta, which, oh Lord, you know is a very popular car, which could have been driven by anyone. And, oh Lord, if in your divine mercy you decide that Margaret should awake from her medically induced coma, please, Lord, do not burden her weary mind with images of that dreadful night or any identifying features of the assailant. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Bye!
Miles Donahue here again, bringing you another update on Claudia Sanderson. She's being very rude ignoring the press, which are camped outside as she's locked herself away in a £7.3 million estate, which, if you ask a humble man like myself, is a bit excessive. A man did enter the rear entrance about 10 minutes ago, and we all thought it was either a former jilted lover, a drug dealer, or a member known from the organisation ISIS. We've just gotten word that it might possibly have been an Amazon delivery man. I'm not going to take down my tweet just yet, as speculation is not slander. I should know. Been through a few court cases. How many have I won, Jeff?
Oh, don't bring me into this.
Jeff, how many have I won?
You've won all of them.
I've won all of them. There we go. I'm Miles Donahue, roving reporter.
Hey! No running! No diving unless you're in the deep end!
Hey! Mr. Lifeguard! Lifeguard!
What is it, kid?
It's my friend! He needs your help!
What's wrong with him?
He's got really bad cramps! He can't swim!
Looks fine to me.
Help!
Just keep kicking, kid. Pinch your nose, point your toes.
I don't know if that's gonna help him, Lifeguard.
Yeah, sure it will. It's a great way to build stamina and character. Now beat it, kid. Yellow bands are being called in T-minus 5. Hey! Cannonballing's only allowed between 2 and 4. Don't act like you can't tell the time.
Lifeguard! Lifeguard! My friend! He's now under the water!
Well, maybe he's just looking for, treasure.
Lifeguard, please! You've got to do something!
All right. Leave it to me. Hey, kid. Kid.
Oh, God.
I mean, hey, kid. Grab onto this, floaty thingy. Here, catch!
He's not moving! You have to save him! Why aren't you doing anything?
How about maybe you jump in? Yeah. You go in, you get your buddy, bring him back here, well, give him CPR. Talk about teamwork.
Teamwork? You're the lifeguard!
Oh, God, you're right. I am. I am the lifeguard. Right. Come on, Lyle. You can do this. You can do this! Just give me a second.
Are you blowing up an arc?
Give me a second! I'm nearly there!
Oh, goddammit. All right, there we go.
Finally! Now jump in and save my friend!
I'm just gonna get the other one. Hang on! Right. Come on, Lyle. Here we go. You got this. You got this! I'm coming, kid!
And that is why you must never, ever lie on your resume. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Anybody got any questions?
Yeah.
Anyone at all? Yeah, you. What do you want to know? Hey, you! Teacher in the back. Baldy. Get the fat kid a mic. What is it you want to know, Tubbs?
My name's Scott. I'm 14. I live in...
Get to the point, kid. Don't got all day.
How much French do I need to know before I say I can speak it on an application form?
Well, this one time, I was an air traffic controller at Charles de Gaulle Airport. I was a young, fit, 21-year-old man.
We have got to start getting better motivational speakers.
Then it turns out you actually need to know a lot about airports to work in Charter God Airport. Little did I know. Afterwards, I ended up doing a lot of jobs. Bus controller in London in 2005.
You have one new message.
Right. I lost Jay. He's still in the club. Stripper's titties in his face. The prick. Anyway, I'm gonna go score some coke. Do you remember you said you'd go hoppers on me with it? I'm still waiting for the money. Frank, this guy's like 6'10". He's got a lot of tattoos. And I don't think he speaks English. So, I need you there, Frank. I need you. I need my main man. I need my brother. I need the Frank I fell in love with the first time I saw. I told him you'd be there. So, please don't make me a liar. So, you're coming, right? You're coming? Great. I'm counting on you, man. I'm counting on you. Just be my backup. I love you, man. It's Patty, by the way.
Hello, everyone. It's roving reporter Miles Donahue here. It's below freezing point, and now day 3 camped outside Claudia's house, and we're doing everything we can to bring you all an exclusive. She poked her head out of the bedroom window this morning at 4:27 with bloodshot eyes and bags underneath. These are exclusive now on my Patreon. There's of course a number of reasons that could explain all this. The news vans, the bright lights, the helicopter up above getting all the good shots. But if you ask me, I think these are the classic telltale signs of a cocaine, black tar heroin, DMT, drug-fueled rage. And if she's fallen off the wagon, we are here to help her and inform you British people at home. Jeff's just turned up to cover the graveyard shift as I go back to my hotel.
Oh, Miles, not again.
With you at every breaking moment, I'm Miles Donahue, roving reporter.
This house, it's everything we ever dreamed of.
Oh, my love, I am so glad I get to bring you to the family estate, although it does pain me to remind me of my first wife.
Oh, I do wish you would tell me more about her.
No, let us not dwell on the past. Let us start a new life, together, as man and wife.
Oh, Charles, I love you.
Yes, and I'm quite fond of you too. Every room in the house for us to live together. And it is all yours.
Oh, Charles.
Except the room at the top with the yellow door. That is to remain locked at all times.
Why on earth would I not be allowed to go
into the... Do not question me, Beatrice. Promise me you will never go into the room with the yellow door for as long as you live.
If it means that much to you, I promise I will never go into that room.
Oh, Beatrice. Sweet, innocent Beatrice. Come. You look so tired. Why don't we go in and... You make me a cup of tea. That's me off now, Beatrice. I shall be 2 weeks on my business trip.
Okay, Charles. Do right. I will be longing for you so.
Yes, quite. Oh, and tell Jeeves he can have the afternoon off for his engagement. But he must be back before 4.
Yes, darling, of course. Where is he going again?
His wife's funeral, I believe. Goodbye, Beatrice.
Goodbye, Charles. I love... It should be a crime to let a bureau this beautiful get so dusty.
Ugh. Hello, Mom. That's me off now to my boy's funeral.
Oh, I thought it was your wife's funeral, Jeeves.
They were in the same car.
Ah, well, be sure to be back by 4. The guest will be here at 6.
As you wish, Mom.
Back to the dusting.
Oh, well, what's this? A little yellow key? Well, I wonder what this is for. It must be for the yellow door. No. I mustn't. Charles said to never go in there. But surely one look wouldn't hurt.
There's no way he could ever know.
One... Look. Here we go.
Oh,
What is this? Body pillows, neckbeard shavings, a hanging wall display of fedoras. Oh my god, Charles is a weeaboo. And what's this?
Konnichiwa, Charlie-san. Welcome back to your sanctuary. Confirm your fully sanctivated password.
Password? I don't know.
Confirm fully sanctivated password.
Beatrice?
Fully sanctivated password.
Did I do? Beatrice?
Charles!
I told you not to go into the room with the yellow door! Oh my god, you touched Tani-san! Tani-san, are you alright?
Did she hurt you?
Charles, I didn't...
Let her speak!
Yes, she did. She did.
Charles? Charles, get away from me. Let's just forget this whole thing ever happened.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Beatrice. You see, my first wife made the same mistake you did.
Charles, you're scaring me.
Oh, you remind me of her so much. She said the exact same thing, dangling over the edge. Goodbye, my love. I had such high hopes.
Jeeves, you came back to save me.
Well, actually, ma'am, I planned on killing both of you.
Oh.
But I suppose this'll do.
Well, I guess we should start cleaning up the place.
Actually, ma'am, I'm burning the house down. If you'd like to leave, that's your prerogative.
Right now?
Yes, well, I was going to start with the room that smelled like cum for the last 30 years.
All right, then. I'll be off. Goodbye, Jeeves.
Go fuck yourself, ma'am.
Wait, do not Furby. I can be your friend. I can love you. I can love you.
Breaking news. I'm stood outside beloved pop star and actress Claudia Sanderson's home, where a family representative has announced that at approximately 11 o'clock last night, Claudia took her own life. It's a sickening blow to hear that somebody so loved and so talented was so troubled with no clear warning sign. I think we all remember where we were when we heard that she was back on the drugs. I know I sure do. I was in a kitchen selling her drugs. I think now is the right time to ask you, the public, is someone's personal life so important that you feel the need to know every single detail? What gives you the right? Being in the spotlight to that extent can make you feel suffocated, and to that I want to say shame on you. I've covered stories from Diana, to Amy, to Peaches, and now Claudia. If only I could see a pattern. Are you happy, Britain? Are you happy? Have you gotten your blood? Taking what you feel is owed to you. These people's lives. People are dying. My friends are dying. And for what? You savages fighting over the carcasses of what they leave behind. Until the next person comes along and you rip them limb to limb, shred from shred. Claudia wasn't the first. And she won't be the last. Not unless something is done. And as God is my witness, and Claudia was my friend, I will do what I can. This is Miles Donahue, roving reporter for the Daily Sun of...
Hey, boys! They're bringing out the body!
Oh, fuck! Quick! Get the shot!
I've got the camera!
But no, get the wide-angle lens! Get all of it! Get all of it! Get the shot!
You've been listening to Sounds of Unfathomable Horror, Volume 5, written and produced by Jay Magilton and Patrick Adair, featuring Fergus Lawther and MVQ.